AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Carolina was over the weekend. Michigan is tomorrow. Donald Trump trouncing his Republican competition in the primary so far, even though Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday when 15 states vote on March 5th. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
There's no way that Donald Trump won't be winning big over the next week or so. And Nikki Haley has no realistic way of catching up. She is not going to overtake him in the delegate count. She is not going to be the Republican nominee unless something huge happens to either Donald Trump or his campaign.
The head of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, releasing a statement this morning saying she is stepping down following Super Tuesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. U.S. estimates had that number closer to 70,000 aid to Ukraine currently held up in the House. Candlelight vigil last night for Nex Benedict, the non-binary teen who died following an attack at their Tulsa school. There's a walkout planned for today. This is ABC News. A big switch on Wall Street this morning.
Walgreens Boots Alliance will exit the Dow before the opening bell and will be replaced by Amazon. It's another sign of the shift in what was once a composite dedicated just to industrial stocks. Walgreens Boots, a pharmacy chain, replaced General Electric in 2018. Economists say the comings and goings mirror the evolution in the U.S. economy from making things to more service-based to tech-focused. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
More kids with measles in Florida. 8 cases confirmed. In Broward County, Florida's Surgeon General facing criticism for allowing parents of unvaccinated kids in the area keep sending them to school. The CDC is recommending kids who have not been vaccinated need to stay home after a case of measles is diagnosed. And Lenovo unveiling what could be the future of laptops, one with a screen that you can see through. One possible use is for architects so they can see a building in real life and draw designs right on top of it. Right now, it's still just a prototype. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on West University Family Dentistry. History.com.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 2 proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Mersau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last 2 games we've played hard, and that's who we are. What we don't play play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bob is right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 65 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44 tomorrow. Sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon, high of 66 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, light snow, and a lot colder with a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison, Wisconsin. If you're just flying over. This is the John and Gordy Show, and we're welcoming you to another week. A big week here at the station, actually away from the station. We're going to be broadcasting remotely, and I can't wait for doing this on Wednesday morning.
That's right. Wednesday morning, we'll be at Short Stack Eatery. That's at 301 West Johnson, right at Johnson and State Street, and just down half a block away from our global headquarters.
Exactly.
On State Street, so a very convenient location, and we'll be there 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. this coming Wednesday, slapping those flapjacks down on the grill. We're going to go back in the kitchen, and we're going to start making breakfast for everybody as soon as we get there. Isn't that the plan? We're going to get our, you know, we're going to get into it, right?
Well, we're going to convince them that, you know, maybe we should try our hand at it. Look, I was a big boy cook once.
Were you?
Yeah.
Big boy restaurants?
Your big boy restaurant. Yep. Oh. I worked the big boy side of the grill. They didn't trust me with steaks. But I could handle the hamburgers.
Yeah?
Yeah. So because of my experience, I think I could flapjack a few, and we could get them ready on the short stack plates.
Right.
Pass them out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like actually, Sunday morning.
Yeah. None of that is going to happen. They won't let us anywhere near the kitchen. We'll be on the opposite side of the eatery. We'll get a nice little table at the corner, and if you're in the area, you know, stop on by Wednesday morning at Short Stack Eatery at Johnson and State, 301 Johnson, West Johnson. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
We'll turn that restaurant into a restaurant like on The Bear. If you've ever watched The Bear.
Yeah. Right?
That's how it's all going to turn out like that.
we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, it'll be wild. Well, yeah, I The Bear, by the way, what an incredible show. You've watched it, right?
I've only seen snippets of it, I hear great things about it. I got to get. Is that on HBO or where is that?
Hulu, I think.
Hulu. That's it. Yeah. I keep forgetting to watch the whole series or the whole. Shows, but I've seen some snippets, and man, they won a lot of awards.
They won awards because they deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really intense, and season two was just incredible. They pulled out all the stops, and every movie star you can think of made a little guest shuffle-in appearance.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'll have to check that out. So it's going to be a beautiful day today. Man, what a wonderful weekend of weather. Man, it was just gorgeous. Today, 27 degrees this morning. It's clear and cool, but we're going to get up to about 61 by late this afternoon. and should be pretty nice all week long. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in our second hour and get the outlook ahead. But, yeah, it's looking great for today.
Yeah, heads up to Costco, you guys. get those bratwursts back in. I went in yesterday. I'm looking for a few of their specialty sausages. They're brats, kind of, but, you know, they have different ingredients. And I was hoping to find some. They're completely out of all sausages, all brat-type sausages.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It was cleared out. I'm thinking, wait a minute here. We've got 60-degree temperatures. Weren't you expecting this? I mean, we've got climate change. We've been talking about it for a long time. They've got to be aware that it's going to be warm too early, and, you know, we're going to just all burn up pretty soon.
So there's a run on brats and sausages.
Well, no, they're just they just stopped stocking them. That's it. It's kind of a seasonal thing for them. They didn't think to have any extra brats just in case.
This early in the season. Yeah, that's a problem. That is that's an issue because people do want to get ready to go with their grills. Yeah. I've seen them out already.
Well, there are brats. Woodman's has a whole stock of them, whole cooler filled.
Okay.
So, but I never made it over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
keep us
today.
Posted.
Maybe today. I'll let you know. I'll tell you how it goes tonight. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. Should we check the National Day calendar? Are we ready for that? Are we all geared up for this?
Okay. I think so. I think
all
I'm
right.
ready.
Because today, you know, this is the last week of February, and it's a leap year. So let's see, 26, 27, 20. So Thursday will be the last day of the month. But today, the 26th, let's see. Which one of these is it not? Is it not National Letter to an Elder Day? Or is it? Is it National Set a Good Example Day? What, you have comment about that, Josh?
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Is it National Set a Good Example Day? Is it National Tell a Fairy Tale Day? Is it National Pistachio Day? Or is it National Belly Button Day? Which day is it not?
National Belly Button Day. It is not that.
You are correct, sir. Every other day is what it is today.
Yeah.
So let's
work start from the beginning again.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
All right. Okay. The first one up, National Letter to an Elder Day.
Okay.
This hits a nerve with you, apparently. What?
Well, let's expect a few bales of letters here at the station.
For us?
Yeah.
I guess we are the elder statesmen here. Check the post office. Check the postman. Every year on February 26th, National Letter to an Elder Day encourages putting pen to paper and writing to an elder that you know. The day serves to remind that loved ones enjoy hearing from us and that a simple letter brightens their day. Yeah, I mean, think about it. When was the last time you actually sat down and wrote an actual letter to somebody and mailed it? When, have you done that anytime this year?
No, no.
Or last year?
You know,
probably not.
Somewhere along the way, I think they should have updated this by including an email, maybe. You know, not letters. Letters.
Elders don't want to get emails, do they?
Maybe they don't have an email account either.
Well, that's right. So that's why
write a letter.
Write an old-fashioned letter.
Not to me.
National Set a Good Example Day. This is when we observe kindness in others. We are often inspired to offer kindness ourselves on National Set a Good Example Day. Someone set a good example for us to follow, and we must continue these good examples, blah, 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 inspire others. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Goody, goody, two-shoes.
Yeah, can't wait.
Stuff, yeah. Okay. Let's see. What was the other one? National, Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Okay. Here we go. National Fairy Tale. Have a happily ever after kind of day, it says here. It's National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. What were once oral histories, myths, and legends retold around the fire or by traveling storytellers, these have been written down and become known as the world over as fairy tales. The origins of fairy tales, most fairy tales, would fall would fail today's standards of the Association of Fairy Tales. There's an Association of Fairy Tales, John. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't.
I don't know what the dues are. I don't know how much you have to pay to be in the Association of Fairy Tales. Sam, you have something to offer on this?
What's your guys' favorite fairy tale? That's what I want to know.
Let me think about that. John, you have any fairy tales floating around in your head? I guess I like the Big Bad Wolf. You know, I think that's a good fairy tale.
Hansel and Gretel. You know, I mean,
Riding Hood.
You feel like maybe really? those kids, you know, deserve to be in some kind of oven.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Man.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, really? Okay. Good.
I think one of them, okay. My favorite one, is probably all the fairy tales, including the character Baba Yaga.
What? Who?
Yaga, the witch, the Russian witch.
Okay.
Yep. So that's where I'm at. Baba Yaga is a fantastic fairy tale character.
How about you, Sam? Do you have a favorite?
If we're counting anti-fairy tales, I'd have to say Shrek, but for for traditional fairy tales, I don't know, maybe Cinderella or something, probably one of the old ones that Disney made into a movie back in the day or something.
Sure. Okay. That's a good one. Absolutely. National Pistachio Day, February 26th, recognizes all things pistachio. This is the day.
All things pistachio, really?
Pistachio lovers rejoice as they eat their favorite nut all day long. For those who do not eat pistachios, like me, buy some and give them to someone else who does. Crack them open and eat them up, or enjoy some ice cream with your favorite pistachio dessert.
All things pistachio.
Pistachios arrived in the United States sometime in the 1880s, but they've been cultivated in the Middle East since biblical times. Wow. So there you learn something new every day.
Biblical.
Yeah. Yep. We got any birthdays or items of interest of history on this date, Sam?
We sure do. There's always something going on. There's been how many days on this day for every year in history? This is the 2024th, February 26th, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So we have a lot to choose from. Today, in 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte, escaped his exile in Elba. He had been captured and exiled by, a group of countries in Europe. He escaped, took France over again, and then shortly after, he was defeated once again, finally, at Waterloo. Today, in 1919, the Grand Canyon was established as a national park.
Mm-hmm.
And today, in 1970, NPR was finally incorporated.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Napoleon
might be a lesson learned. You know, Trump is coming back. Trump is coming
for
back.
Who?
We never exiled him. We tried. Exiled him from prison, but that never happened. I'm thinking maybe we should try and get as many calls on all things pistachio. You know, let's come up with a list of all things pistachio. I can't even start off. I can't even start the list. All I know is there are pistachios, and that's it.
I've only ever eaten the nuts.
Pistachio shirts?
I don't think they're pistachio shirts. Really? No.
Time to get
well. If you have something pistachio in mind, give us a call 608-879-8255. We're just getting going on a Monday morning. Rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you, John and Gordy. Coming right back after this.
All things pistachio.
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Capital City, Madison. Just a block away from the Dome and the Republicans, who are very nervous at this point. Very, very nervous.
Really? Are they nervous about the Rotunda somehow?
They're worried.
They're under the Dome.
They're worried that perhaps, you know, they won't be returning anytime soon. And who knows? Who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
I cannot wait. But, of course, we all know that the Republicans are now taking their 10-month vacation because everybody gets a 10-month vacation. It's just the way it is. They do truly represent the average blue-collar worker, don't they? You know, this 10-month vacation, of course. Why couldn't they just, you know, passed legislation that allows everybody to take a 10-month vacation from their workplace.
Oh, what a great idea.
How much gets done in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is just, no one can believe that they're doing this, and they do this every other year. They do this on an election year.
Why would they do this? Why, John, would they do this?
Well, you know, they just have to go out there and campaign and tell everybody how hard they're working on their 10-month vacation.
Okay. Seems a little counterproductive counterintuitive.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Shouldn't we end this thing? They are full-time legislature. Mm. Not every legislature in the country is full-time. They should be part-time. They don't work very hard. They don't work very much. And then when they pass anything, it takes us back into the 18th or 19th century.
Right.
So, the less time they spend at the Dome, the better. Let's make them part-time so they don't have to take this 10 months. I know they feel guilty taking 10 months off.
You think so? I don't think they do.
And I want everybody to kind of remember that during COVID, the initial, COVID infection, they were off. And we had the elections and the primaries, and they didn't come back. And everything went through the Supreme Court. Wisconsin Law of Liberty basically took everything to the Supreme Court and passed everything and made sure that we couldn't protect people from getting the virus from other people. We made sure that the Supreme Court legislated from the bench for our Republican friends under the Dome who were on vacation for 10 months, and they did not come back, not a special session. They didn't care about the primaries, who showed up for them. They still had to wait in line. They didn't want people to mail in their ballots. They wanted everybody to be out there next to everybody else during a COVID pandemic, and they didn't care, and they didn't come back. All right? And I'm just saying that they don't care.
So they're not going to do anything except campaign for the next 9 or 10 months. That's the deal?
That's right. And we don't have a pandemic this time, and people's lives aren't on the line. But so still, we have to end this.
Wait.
We've got to end this. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Call them. Let them know. Text them. Email them. Say, what are you doing on vacation? Get back in there and do something.
This is insane.
It is crazy. Yeah. Nobody gets a 10-month vacation.
No one does.
Of course, they're out there meeting the people and glad Annie's shaking hands while they're going to chicken dinners and raising money, all that stuff. It's a busy 10 months. It's a working vacation, maybe.
People who think the same way they do. They don't meet anybody else. This is their in crowd. This is the elite. Mm. They shuffle in with elite this, elite that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you always say that the Democrats have an elite group someplace. We don't know who they are. You know, I've never been let in on it. No one's ever invited me to one of the elite liberal parties. I guess somewhere somebody's having a party for the elites in the liberal Democratic Party, but I have never been invited. Mm-hmm. But they have the elite crowd. They're all elite. They know what to do. There are overseers. Wonderful. And they're on vacation for 10 months.
How would you describe them as elite? Don't you think there's some workers in their group over there, the other people out in the country, over hill and dale, out in the boonies? Would you say they're elites in the Republican side?
I would not say they're the elites, but they let them. They let the elites control them. Mm. The blue-collar, hardworking farmers, small community business people. I don't know why they keep voting for them. You know, the Republicans haven't helped them get connected to the internet.
numbers. I mean, they're not doing much for them.
No. And they don't care about the drinking water, PFAS. It's not an urgent thing for them.
Mm-hmm. That's been put off time and time again.
And they sent a bill to Governor Evers to sign in regards to PFAS, but it's so ridiculous and there are so many bad parts of it that I think Evers will probably veto it, oddly. We really have to take some action against this because it is, again, our drinking water. I don't know why we have to convince somebody how important this is.
We all have to have it, and it should be the best it can be. But apparently we're going to slow roll that, getting that. It's an expensive thing to fix, but it has to be fixed sooner or later.
Well, it didn't have to be expensive. It turned out to be expensive because we haven't done anything about it, and we continue to not do anything about it as things get worse, and then it becomes more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And that's the way it rolls, yeah.
Well, all these communities now have to, redo their water systems, and they have to get a PFAS elimination deal or whatever hooked up to it, just like our reverse osmosis deals under our sinks.
Yeah.
A lot of us have to invest in that because, corporations got away with dumping all this stuff into our water. Now we have to clean it up, and we have to pay for it individually as citizens of Wisconsin.
Got to everybody chip in and get the water taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just one of the things they put off because of that 10-month vacation.
Yeah.
See you after the election.
See you later.
Yeah.
And we hope there's no pandemics that crop up along the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I don't know. There are reasons to be optimistic. We got a story about that coming up a little bit later on this morning.
Everybody. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, a little light at the end of the tunnel, a cloud with a silver lining. We'll have that coming up. And also, straight ahead, we've got some news. We've got some weather. We've got Pam Jahnke. We want to get a hold of Pam Jahnke, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
some of the agricultural issues.
Right. Yeah. There's some stuff coming up here. We've got we're going to take a shot at Eric Hovde. He's releasing a whole bunch of videos, and there are a lot of videos that are coming out in regards to Eric Hovde and how powerful and important he is in California, not Wisconsin. And people are going to miss him. We're going to have a few cuts, a little expose of Eric Hovde coming up next hour, first thing.
Yeah, well, we talked about him a little bit last week, but there's even more coming out about him. And, he's going to run for Senate in Wisconsin, long distance. Yeah. But he's got a private plane. He can get around.
I think
he'll be fine. news and weather, and Pam Yonke with Agricultural Report. When we come back, Donald Trump by the numbers.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Could consumers' desire to shed a few pounds actually enhance dairy consumption? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It could, depending on how they're doing it. Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg, says some of the new pharmaceuticals that consumers are turning to try to lose that weight may actually enhance their desire for dairy.
We are starting to see a movement towards a couple of different drugs in the consumer market that help people maintain or lose weight and, you know, other things. Ultimately, what it causes is a greater interest in high protein foods. And I think, you know, as you observe the behavior of food companies, as you look at, you know, what's going on, there's a lot of people that are looking to elevate protein levels and to even offer new products.
And many of those new products, including high-protein dairy. That's Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg. Markets and overnight electronic trade, at least for right now on a Monday, looking pretty healthy. Numbers are next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese went up a half a cent to 161.5. 40-pound block cheese was a nickel stronger, finished the week at $1.55. Double A butter was up 3.75 cents to 2.85 a pound. This morning, Class 3 March milk is up 2 at 17.33. April's up 9, 17.94 a hundredweight. In overnight electronic trade right now, we've got December corn up a penny and a half at 4.51. November beans are unchanged at 11.30. July new crop wheat currently 4 cents stronger at 5.73 a bushel. Just a quick reminder, March 1st, that's coming up this Saturday, the deadline if you want to submit your farm or home for century or sesquicentennial recognition during this year's Wisconsin State Fair. We've got a downloadable application at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 65 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44 tomorrow. Sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon, high of 66 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, light snow, and a lot colder with a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You know that I am called the Count, because I really love to count.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I sit and count all day. But sometimes I get carried away. I count slowly, 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 getting faster. Once I start in counting, it's
in this case, Trump is the count. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. John and Gordy Show, and we're going to talk about Trump and the count. He's the assistant to the count. Yes, by the numbers.
He's into numbers, right?
Somebody noticed that he has favorite patterns. So let's take a look at those patterns. There are only three. He wanted tax brackets to be multiples of five because he thought those numbers sounded good.
Okay.
Sound logic there. Nothing wrong with him. He shouldn't be reexamined mentally. He wanted a 20% corporate tax rate because 20 is a pretty even number.
Pretty even?
It's pretty even. It's a pretty even one.
Okay.
Finally, he wants a 16-week abortion ban because 16 is an even number.
This is the logic of Donald Trump.
This is his simple math. This is how he looks at numbers. And policy, by the way.
I wonder if he's looking at the numbers of the amount of money he's going to have to pay, with all these fines that he's getting. Isn't he up to about $500 million worth of numbers?
Yeah, and I think he's up to $500,000 in donations from the suckers out there who want to help him pay his fine. I don't get that. Yeah. Anybody, please, maybe they need a mental evaluation, too.
Well, if you go by the numbers, the Republican Party isn't doing all that well as far as fundraising.
Right.
They're way, way down. And Trump is also, spending his money, campaign donations, going to these fines and his legal fees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I do want to bring up one thing that has been bothering me, and as I continue to read more stories about Trump and the speech that he gave last night, it's a crazy speech, and we'll be getting to that all week long because there are so many sections and pieces of it that are just so surreal that you won't even believe it. But we're going to present them here, and you can believe it. He actually said these things, but that's to come.
Okay. Was that over the weekend?
Yes, over the weekend.
CPAC and all those get-togethers that they're having right now? Okay.
Yep. All right. So we're going to do that. But in the meantime, the thing that occurred to me is that this guy truly, in a way, has never stopped being president for the MAGAs.
That's
He's continued to hold that kind of power. And I think someone in the Congress did mention that. It's Robert Garcia is a representative there, and he had a little speech, and he presented his case in regards to Trump, the basic shadow presidency. Let's check that out. This is cut number 292.
Absolutely. I mean, Donald Trump completely controls everything that happens with the Republican Party here in Washington, D.C. When Donald Trump came out and said there'll be no border bill because I want to essentially damage President Biden's reelection chances, that entire collapse happened. And so there is no border bill that we're going to hear because Donald Trump doesn't want it to happen. And we also know that it's Donald Trump that is directing folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene to file these impeachment papers against Secretary Mayorkas, against President Biden. I mean, that's also another impeachment sham. And so the Republican caucus is in complete chaos because Donald Trump commands every single thing that they do and certainly tells the Speaker, Mike Johnson, what to do every time he picks up that phone. And we know he's doing that in this exact same case with this bill.
Exactly. So he's had this control. He continues to have the control. As every day we read another thing where he absolutely orders everybody to do. I mean, he's asking that in vitro fertilization mm-hmm. be okay, not illegal, not right. very difficult thing to happen. He wants to at least control that. He's given edicts. It's not the president. He doesn't have any control over that. And yet he is telling everybody how to manage their states yeah. and their governments.
And he crushed the border deal that was all set and ready to go and be exactly. signed. He said, right. no, we're not doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and again, Trump said that he was beyond the concept of being guilty of any crime. And this is cut 300.
Literally, legal experts, legal scholars said, they don't understand it. There's no crime. And there was no crime here at all. Virtually every legal scholar says they don't understand it. There's no crime. Even if he was guilty of something, there's no crime.
See? Even if you're guilty, there is no crime.
Okay.
Which is an amazing concept.
Yes. It is.
Can you imagine this guy? I mean, truly being the dictator of the country.
Mm. And well, that's what he
wants. And he'll say stuff like that. And the voters, the mega voters, are going to say, yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, even if he's guilty, there's really no crime here.
It's not a crime to be guilty.
Guilty of nothing, I guess. I don't know. But then he got off on a tangent. You know, he likes to change subjects right away. So then he started talking about being overweight. And he's not happy about the pictures that show him being a little pudgy out there in the golf course. This is cut 299, the fat Trump.
Did you see the picture of me, the horrible picture with the stomach out to here? That was... So what I do is I'm putting up today a picture of me actually, what I actually look like, hitting a ball, smashing the frickin' ball. And you'll see quite... I wouldn't say slim. I wouldn't say slim, but not bad. But the ball does go far. I would say it goes about 9 times further than Biden can hit it. 9 times.
Biden.
Slim. Wouldn't say slim. No, you're not slim. At least we can agree on that.
No, he is not. Yes, he's trying to get the... by the way, he said he was going to release a picture that showed him much slimmer. He never did that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. No big surprise.
He didn't have that ready to go to show everybody. I thought
he really
had. He said it. He said, I got a picture, but he didn't show it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know, I mentioned earlier
they're still photoshopping that, I guess.
That the Republicans in the state capitol have taken a 10-month vacation.
Yeah.
Now, that should really set in. I mean, these guys get free health care, and we're desperately trying to get health care out here as a national issue. Mm-hmm. But they won't. You know, they've got the health care, they don't care. They represent us, not the other way around. So anyway, we want health care. Now they can take 10-month vacations. So here, the thing here is that they can do anything they want, anything absolutely they want. And it's just, and they're getting away with it, and we just let them get away with it until, of course, the election rolls around, and that is what I'm trying to stress here. Please go out and vote. Do whatever you can. It's going to be competitive. Listen to the candidates and listen to their issues. One party has no issues, and the other party, the Democratic Party, have issues, and they would like our tax dollars to go spent on those issues so we all have a much better life here in Wisconsin.
Well, and you have to ask the questions, you know, and whatever side of the aisle you're on, whatever you want to, whatever your philosophy is, you have to go out there and meet the candidates and put them on the spot. Ask them the hard questions and see what those answers are. And put that into your thinking. Just don't go by, you know, things that you heard somebody else tell you about them.
Exactly. You know, like housing. We need housing help in this town. We need it all over Wisconsin. So Republicans, of course, are at wit's end. They can't figure out how to bring more labor into the state. Attract, you know, people from out of state into this state, saying this is a great state to be in. You know, we have four seasons. We have great recreational opportunities here. But they don't know how to bring labor into the state. And they don't know where to house them because we don't have a housing policy necessarily statewide. So bringing labor into the state will increase our population, which won't work out if, you know, we don't bring them in into affordable housing units. So here's an interesting contradiction. This is within the Republican Party. The policy director of Wisconsin Law and Liberty, very conservative group, Kyle Kanin, said this: "We have a shortage of housing in Wisconsin. Ask any millennial or Gen Zer that is looking for a semi-affordable house, and you understand the extent of the problem. More supply is needed to alleviate the problem." Now, that's a conservative law group telling the Republicans, we've got a problem. This is the problem. Ask any one of these individuals, and they'll tell you what the problem is. Please take care of it, okay? So then we have the other right-wing group, Wisconsin Right Now, and this is their response to that response. They said, nope, slow it down. They're risking changing the quaint character of the community. Some of the downtown events are already quite crowded. We like Oconomowoc walk the way it is. So in other words, no, we don't want affordable housing because it's not quaint enough. We want, you know, these farmers markets are too crowded. If we just keep people out of the state.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
What's wrong here?
Now, they're building housing all over the, I know, north of Madison, near the Baraboo and Dells area. There's lots of housing being built this, you know, even during wintertime, they put up housing because now they, you know, have different ways of doing prefab, and they can get the the outside structure built and then work on the inside during the wintertime. And boy, they have got two or three huge projects right around between Baraboo and Reedsburg that they're working on. But what I'm hearing is it's not that affordable. You know, this is higher price stuff. And that's one of the problems with the new housing. It's not low income.
It isn't. And they're trying to make it low income, simply more affordable because they're using alternative energy. And that's another way of doing it, including the utilities within the rent. And then if they control and have very energy efficient housing, then they can keep the rents very low. It's a logical next step. And they're not in any rush. They went on a 10-month vacation without helping the PSC come to a conclusion, a statement on this, and ordering them basically to allow single metered apartment buildings. That means there's just one meter. Not every unit gets a meter. One meter, and they control the entire housing unit. It's a simple way to do it. That's all it is. And they didn't think that was urgent enough. So we're just going to have to wait 10 months.
Just 10 months. Put that on the back burner.
And you know what? Maybe, they won't return. How's that?
Yeah, that depends on who votes. Sure. Yeah.
We can make sure.
Right.
Now, when it comes to voting, you know, Scott Walker, as you might remember, he has a different approach to, I guess, looking at Wisconsin. He looks at those maps and he sees these gigantic red areas of the state. You know, whole counties are red. Even the fields, even the cornfields are red. And and MAGAs look at that. They see the same thing. Well, the state is mostly red. Well, that's because they put red color on these drawn maps, and you're thinking those are people. Those are fields and lakes and forests, and hillsides. They're not people.
A lot of country out in the country. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, after Scott Walker lost his election to Governor Evers, it seemed like you'd think he'd be curious as to why he lost. You know, what happened? Apparently, he didn't look at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where Craig Gilbert, who always looks at every element of the election and how it broke down statewide, he apparently didn't read any of those articles, care to even look at them.
Why wouldn't he have?
I don't know. It's a breakdown. He would find out that, you know, there's a lot of little areas in those red areas that are blue.
649, 27 degrees, highs today in the low 60s. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot in our next hour. Coming up, transphobia is a mega thing.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and a very good morning to you, the John and Gordy Show, and we are just cranking out here all these incredible news stories that you've got to know about. You've got to know them.
That's right. You must know what's happening.
You must know.
Be informed.
If you could find a cut 266, Sam. Sam is our producer. He's getting all these things ready for us.
Yes.
It is something that Aaron Ruper, who is a columnist and a guy who really supplies Twitter, X, a lot of videos and a lot of stories. He's got one. He said, you got to listen to this track. This is going to be just like, your head will explode. It's a Representative Troy Nels. He's a Republican. And he's using the Houston church shooting to push some of the grossest transphobia anyone has ever heard on cable news. Let's just play this track.
This individual, this strange bird, whether it's a female, you look at a picture, she kind of looks like a male, refers to herself as a Jeffrey. I wonder, you know, a little transgender here, and has she ever even gone through some of the transition, I guess to say, but all sorts of problems, a criminal record, assaulting a police officer, forgery, El Salvador, as you said. But the idea that is voting the elections in Montgomery County, Texas. And if she's not a citizen, we've got to do something about very securing good. Our elections in some of our counties around the Houston area, because that's unacceptable.
Yeah,
may not be an American. You know, they're really wow. They're fixated on immigrants killing Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't transphobic, so just wow. You know, might as well suggest it. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Could be true.
Could be
found out to be true.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Not an illegal alien, mm-hmm. as they like to refer to them. Just amazing, and that's the kind of thinking that's going on the right. And it's
It's getting worse. How do they get to that point?
It's getting worse.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Well,
and tragic at the same time.
So, you know, CPAC took place, and when CPAC is holding their meeting, holding their celebration of MAGA, a lot of crazy things come out of it. And one of the craziest things is MAGA influencer Jack Posobiec.
Okay.
And this is his little speech that he gave initially. Check this out. Track 345.
All right.
All right. Welcome. Welcome. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here. We'll replace it with this right here.
All right. Amen.
That's right. Because all glory is not to government. All glory to God.
So you've got it. So now you've heard it. You've heard it. That's wow. That's
the end
it.
Of democracy
again.
Right? All right. Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. I just wanted to say welcome to the end of democracy.
There you go.
Remember
clear
that
did they make that.
Yeah.
And there somebody included a picture on Twitter X that was from 2 years ago, and this was at CPAC. And they had a large thing over the entire crowd seating area. And on that, they wrote this. We are all domestic terrorists. They did. They actually did that. They actually wrote that, which hung over the seating area at CPAC 2 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
so
you got to just consider that along with ending democracy.
Well, that's the banner this year. That was 2 years ago. They got to have a new banner. Yeah. So end democracy. That's got to catch.
That's got to be the new banner
thing, and that's what they're going with this time around. Good luck. Good luck with that.
And of course, the guy came right out and said it. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th.
Yeah. Well.
So if the Supreme Court is, paying attention or listening to any of this stuff, everybody else knows it was insurrection. It's just that they don't know it. And what is it? What's going on with the Supreme Court here? They're not doing anything. They're not reacting to anything that's, involving Trump at this point, allowing some of these cases to continue.
That one case about his immunity, that is supposed to come out any day. We've been waiting any day this is happening.
We've been waiting any day for 2 weeks here.
That's right. But they are saying something. I mean, a lot of the Supreme Court watchers, people that are just, supposedly have some inside information, say it could happen today or tomorrow. So, we'll stand by on that. But if that goes through and Trump doesn't, they could decide, or they could delay it again or push it back. But they're thinking they will decide it, and that decision should come down. And if it does, if they say he doesn't have immunity, that trial can get started up pronto.
Exactly.
Go back, and they can schedule that and get going on it.
So, some people are really frustrated. Joe, not the caller to this program, but another Joe who tweets an awful lot and says things point blank, basically, had this opinion about Trump. I'll never again let someone as F-word awful as him ascend to the presidency. For me, this has always been about my kids, about having a leader to aspire to.
Yeah.
And I'll be gall damned if I'm not going to let this hateful F-word be their normal. So, it's a normal situation at this point. We have a Republican Party that has essentially become the Putin Party.
Mm-hmm.
They're isolationists. They won't help NATO nations fight off Russia. They defer, like Trump did, saying, you can do anything the hell you want to NATO nations if you want. They haven't paid their share, so we're just going to let you. It's a very dangerous. I was talking to Ann the other night. I was thinking, it's amazing how this is the most powerful country in the world. And it's got to be such an allure for Trump, who loves control,
and power,
to actually be in control of the most powerful country in the world. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a big attraction for him.
Absolutely. Hey, coming up Wednesday, we'll be at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street. We invite you to join us from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. That's this Wednesday. Coming up, news, weather, sports. We've got it all straight ahead. And coming back, Eric Hovde's Orange County Neighbors. Wait till you hear this. Oh, boy.
It's the John Gordy Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Monday, special Devil's Advocates, live from Michigan before the primary. Dom's old stomping grounds. Listen, WMDX, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, thank you, Chance Design Build, going to the Wolverine State for the Michigan primary. Tune in Monday and Tuesday with an expanded time, Devil's Advocates, 3 to 6 p.m., WMDX 92.7.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way